At the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came by the omb of Shashi Maiya and by Jagannath Mishra. They were very high class of aristocratic Brahmins. At that time, the ladies, old ladies, they thought that, oh, Shashi Maiya has so many
children,
but they died. So this is very, very beautiful. Very beautiful. Like thunderbolt beauty. So that death cannot take him, this boy. So they named Nimai.
Bitter.
Nimai means very bitter name. So Jam will not come and he will not take. And because he was weeping, at that time the lady used to clap and, oh, Hari, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And then he used to smile and laugh. So he was gold, golden collar. And Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari, he used to be very happy. So they named also Gaur Hari. Then the brother of Shashi Maiya, Nilambar Chakravarti, came and he saw the time. He was high class of astrologer and he saw the at that time what is the sthiti of Chandra, Surya, Brihaspati, Shukra, Rahu and others. And he saw that very high class of all. And then he told Sri Jagannath Mishra, oh, this boy will not be ordinary. I see that what quality was in Krishna, same quality in this boy. And he will
deliver the world.
Deliver the whole world, as my astrology tells. So, in future, we will see that he will preach Vaishnava Dharma everywhere. Then he told that he will support and nourish whole world by love and affection. So his name is Vishwambar. So he kept name Vishwambar. Now he But ladies have kept Nimai. Oh, this name was prominent and all he used to tell. And Gaur Hari also. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. In this way, from childhood, when that boy was sleeping, Shashi Maiya heard the ankle belt like Krishna. But no ankle belt in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're thinking from where it is coming, from where it is coming. After some time, Shashi Maiya saw so many footprints, smalls, but all the
auspicious mark
which are in Krishna 19, Chakra, Padma, Trikon, Dhanush means arrow, and so many things. Oh, who came in my courtyard? He was thinking, but could not understand. One day he gave message of oil and he saw all the
auspicious
marks in his
under his soul.
Then he told to Jagannath. One day when he became older, a very poisonous and very bigger snake came and At that time, the son was in courtyard. And that snake went to that boy, and the boy hold the neck of that snake and play. Oh, Sachi Maiya, Jagannath, all came, and all ladies, they became very fearful. Oh, today this snake will bite and he will die. And then Garud, by taking the name of Garud, snakes goes up. So, when they are doing, then who was that snake? Mahasankarshan, Baldev himself. And then seeing that all are very fearful, he disappeared. In this way we see so many strange, wonderful character in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. When became more bigger, then once a Taithik Vipra, a Brahmin who used to tour pilgrim places. He heard that in this big city, Sachi Maiya is very, very humble and very, very merciful. Anyone coming from outside, they stay in her house and she gives him food and everything. Then he came to there, and what became, you know? You should explain. In brief, I want to go very soon.
Chor churi kore ni jabe. Chor churi kore ni jabe.
Ki?
Chor ya churi kore ni.
Om Jnanati Mirandasya Dhyananjana Samadaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So Srila Gurudev is very mercifully revealing to us the beautiful childhood pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And actually, this room here is no longer Alachua, Florida. Now we are in Navadvip Dham, in Mayapur, on the banks of the Ganga. So, as Srila Gurudev explained, this is all written by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur in his Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, how in the early childhood of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his parents, who were so simple, Brahmins, very pure, very saintly, they noticed so many extraordinary symptoms about their young, beautiful child. But they could not fully understand his transcendental identity. So, as Srila Gurudev was describing, there was one traveling Brahmin, because in those days, the Brahmins would sometimes travel on pilgrimage, and they would be facilitated by other families and houses of Brahmins. So this Brahmin heard that there was a very good place that he could go to, the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. So when he came there, they greeted him, and Jagannath Mishra especially greeted him with such honor and respect, and invited him, yes, please, please come into our home. This is Vedic culture. In Vedic culture, even an enemy
can you speak
would be
about
respected
Digvijay
and treated as a friend when he would come
into a
person's home. So they very respectfully gave him a place to stay in their household area. And then the Brahmana, he requested from them that he would get some rice, and he would also get some milk and some sugar, different ingredients, because this Brahmin only ate what he personally cooked. This was actually one of the customs of the very pure Brahmins of that time. They would only cook for themselves, and they would only take their own cooking, no one else's.
Can you speak about Keshav Kashmiri and Mahaprabhu?
He wanted to cook and offer to the deity of the household there, and that he wanted to offer this beautiful sweet rice, cooked down milk and rice and sugar like this. Canada. So that they supplied him with all the ingredients.
From where?
And the Brahmin, very devotionally, with great devotion for the Supreme Lord, he began to cook this sweet rice.
Orlando.
And he was completely absorbed in the mood of offering this sweet rice to the transcendental deity. So then, when he had completed his offering, he went to make his offering before the deity. And as he was saying the various mantras for offering, and he was so absorbed in this way, oh, who came there crawling? Little baby Nimai. And Nimai, he came crawling up to the offering, and in front of the Brahmin, without the Brahmin's knowing it, he began to eat the offering. So gradually, the Brahmin completed his prayers, and suddenly he saw this young little boy, Nimai, there eating the offering that had been given for Lord Vishnu in the house. And he became so upset, and he began crying out, oh, what has this child done? What has he done? And suddenly, Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata came running there, and he said, your child, he has taken the offering. And then they said, oh, my dear Brahmana, please, please forgive. He is only a young boy. He does not know anything. We will make sure that he doesn't do this. We will keep him separately. Please, please, you
can
come again.
Speak
we will
about,
supply you again with the same Keshav
Kashmiri and Mahaprabhu.
You come again and offer. Please don't take any offense from this young, ignorant young boy. So the Brahmin agreed. And then again, he began to make his offering and cook with great devotion. And again, second time, he began to prepare this offering to bring before the deity. And now, as he was ringing the bell and saying the mantras and offering again, a second time, baby Nimai again came. Somehow or other, Jagannath Mishra and Satyamata, they were not able to detect where he was. And by his own mystic power, he came there. And he sat eating the offering. And then the second time again, the Brahmin, he finished his mantras and he saw the baby again taking the offering. And now he became even more upset. He became so upset that he began hitting his head with his hands and thinking that, oh, I must have made some offense, that the Supreme Lord is not accepting my offering. Now Jagannath Mishra and Satyamata again came. This time Jagannath Mishra was even more upset with little Nimai. And now, again, a third time, they begged the Brahmin, but the Brahmin was reluctant. No, 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 I cannot do. And because they considered it would be an offense if the Brahmin had come and such a thing would happen and he would leave the household. So now, he begged him one last time, please, we will make sure, absolutely certain, that this boy will not disturb you again. So now, finally, he relented and he agreed, okay, I will do. So again, now he began cooking. Now it was getting a little bit later into the evening. And Nimai was kept with his mother and father in a room, very carefully. And so now the Brahmin cooking, and with so much devotion, now again, finally, for a third time, offering to the deity. And at that time, because of the desire of Nimai, oh, his parents fell asleep. And Nimai again crawled out of the room, crawled into the deity room, and now sat there eating the offering. And the Brahmin finished his mantras, and again he saw Nimai there. And now he became wonderstruck. Oh no, what have I done? What have I done? But now Nimai told to him, why are you complaining? You keep on calling me to come and to eat. You are saying all these mantras so that I will come here and I will eat the offering. So why are you so distraught? You are calling me to take the offering. And the Brahmin was wonderstruck. Then at that time, baby Nimai revealed to the Brahmin, he actually manifested his Bal Gopal form of young baby Krishna. And the Brahmin became overwhelmed with ecstasy. He fell down with tears crying, with tears rolling down his cheeks, offering prayers to Sri Krishna in this beautiful form of baby Nimai. And now the Brahmin was totally, totally satisfied. And then at that time, Nimai, in the form of Bal Gopal, he told him, do not reveal this to anyone. That my identity is such. And the Brahmin agreed. So after this, the Brahmin sat there and he took the Mahaprasad from the deity that was offered to Nimai, that Nimai himself had eaten. And after this, the Brahmin thanked Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata the next day, and he went away from the household. But it's understood that that same Brahmin, he didn't leave that Navadvip area because he wanted to witness the pastimes, the childhood and youthful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, the wonderful mystical pastimes of how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually is Sri Krishna himself, but now he has come in this most merciful form of Sachinandan Gaurhari. Now we will continue to hear so many beautiful childhood and youth pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
So Nimai offered this sweet pastimes to convince all, not only that Kartik Brahman, to all, that he is really Bal Gopal Krishna, none different of him. Then the Tathya Bikr went, but time to time he used to come see this boy. He was so attracted. Now after that, the elder brother of Chaitanya, Nimai,
Visvarup,
he took sannyas. He was studying in the school of Srila Advaita Acharya. And very soon, he took sannyas. Then Sachima became very worried. And he told the Advaita is not Advaita. He is Dvait. He sent my son from me to take sannyas and he went. Oh, so he is not really Advait. He is Dvait. Dvait means
duality.
Duality. To make separate. He has made separate. After that, see, Jagannath Mishra went to Parlok. Mane, he left his body.
Disappeared from this world.
And then Mahaprabhu became more bigger. After that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do so many naughty things on the bank of Ganges with small girls. He used to come to worship Ganges. Why? To have beautiful and qualified husbands. So what Chaitanya and Nimai Pandit used to do, or when they used to bring sandesh,
banana
and so many sweets, narikel, other things. Oh, this boy, naughty boy, used to come to them and used to tell, oh, give me all these things. I will fulfill all your desire. Ganga is my wife.
And Shiv is my servant.
And Shiv and servant. Others are my servant. So some girls used to give by fear. Otherwise he curse. He used to tell that if he will not give, then I will curse. Then a black husband
and old.
And old husband, and you have three or four.
Seven co-wives.
Oh, seven co-wives. So they used to fear and they used to come. Sometimes he used to take Ganges bath, and very, very pandits, scholars of Navadvip used to take bath there, and he used to take water in his mouth, Mahaprabhu. When they were meditating or giving water to son, they used to complain to Sachimaya and Jagannath Mish. Jagannath Mish taking a sticky and he used to come very angry that I will
beat him,
punish that boy. But he saw that, oh, he is coming from his school, still some ink
here and there,
some dust are here. Oh, he told, I am coming from his school, I have never gone to Ganges. Then what Jagannath Mishra will tell? Then, in this way, he became some bigger. And then, he was now studying in his school, Sanskrit school, Ganga Das Pandit. At that time, one day, a very beautiful girl came there, Lakshmi Priya, having so many sweets, sandesh, banana and so many things. Nimai Pandit called her, oh, come on and give me all these things and worship me, I will give you benediction. She came and saw very beautiful Nimai. And Nimai also saw very beautiful girl. And then when Lakshmi Priya went to her house, Shachi Maya heard this and he anyhow did a proposal that I want to marry my son to his father, told your daughter. And thus marriage was done. After that, Nimai Pandit, he finished his school study and he became Vyakaranacharya, grammar.
Professor of grammar.
Professor of grammar. And now he started his own school. And the evening he used to go to Ganges and discuss each other phaki. Phaki means?
Fallacy. Called fallacy.
Fallacy. Logical. Tark bitar, logical things. And you to defeat all. Even so many scholars and Pandit of Navdeep, they used to fear from him. One day, from Kashmir, very learned scholar who has worshipped Saraswati Devi and he has a boon that he will be undefeated Pandit. Anyone cannot defeat him. Now he has false ego and he was traveling whole India and defeating all and taking right condition that I am defeated by this Kesava Kashmir. He heard that in Navdeep there are so many learned scholars. And then he came to Navdeep and challenged any Pandit of Navdeep can come and make
debate with me.
All Pandit became very
scared,
worried. And they thought that how we can take his challenge. Anyhow, they told, in our this Navdeep city, there is a boy, only Vyakaran he
knows.
First you should go to very simple boy, and if you will defeat him, then come to us. Very tricky Pandit. Then, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard from his students. Oh, about more than hundreds and hundreds disciples. So they told to Nimai Pandit, oh Gurudev, a Kesava Kashmiri Pandit has come and he has challenged any of Navdeep Pandit. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to smile and told, Krishna never
tolerate
any false ego. Let us see what becomes from Navdeep. He must be defeated. Then one day he was on the bank of river after sunset, and there All the boys, students,
surrounding my
in a circle, so many, and they were sitting there and each other discussing
in Sanskrit language.
In Sanskrit language. And at that time, that Sanskrit Keshav Kashmiri, he came. And what became Yusuf?
নবদ্বীপের পণ্ডিতগণের ই ছিল যে নিমা যদি কাছে হেরে যায় তাহলে আমাদের সঙ্গে আর শয়তানি করতে পারবে না, এই জন্যই নিমা কাছে পাঠিয়েছিল।
So, by mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga, we're hearing pastimes of Baby Nimai. So, just like in Vrindavan, previously Krishna had enjoyed the pastimes of grazing cows. So, now Krishna had become a Brahman, therefore, he had to change his occupation. Therefore, Nimai began tasting Vidya Ras, the happiness of mundane material learning. So, even just in a few days, even when Nimai was a little baby, then when he took Upanayan Samskar, Brahminical initiation from his father, then they began teaching him the Bengali alphabet. But they were all astonished because in 2-3 days he learned
how to went to Gaya and meet with Ishwar Puripad. You know,
everyone was very amazed at his learning. So Nimai spent his childhood engaged in that Vidya Ras. So everyone was most astonished, especially Sri Gangadas Pandit. He had the immense good fortune that the Jagat Guru of the three worlds had become his own student. Therefore, Nimai would establish an argument. Then he would defeat his own argument. Then he would defeat that argument. And then the argument which he originally established, then he would establish that again. So everyone was most astonished at his learning. In fact, Nimai, he used to walk around with his books in his hand, and all the scholars, the Chaturvedas, all the learned Bhattacharyas, they used to think this is Brihaspati, and they used to feel great fear from Nimai Pandit. So as Sri Guruji was saying, one time, one Kesav Kashmiri, he was a Digvijay Pandit. That means he had conquered the scholars in all directions. He was a great scholar, a great devotee of Sri Saraswati Devi, the mundane goddess of learning, the Shakti of Sri Ramaji. Therefore, she was always present on his tongue. Therefore, he could never be defeated by anyone. But as he was moving, he heard, actually, the greatest scholars in the world are in Navadvipa Gam. Therefore, Sri Keshav Kashmiri came there with many, many disciples, many bullock carts full of books, full of this, with great bands and big, big pomp and ceremony. Then when all the scholars of Navadvipa heard, they hid in their houses. They were too afraid to come out. Many, many took their annual vacation at that time. Then some said, oh, if you can defeat Nimai, then we believe that you are something. One, because they know Nimai no one can defeat. And also, even if they would say, well, you were defeated by a small boy of Navadvipa, then how will you fare before us? They were now very clever.
And the Pandit had motive that Nimai always had us, if he defeated the Nimai, not had us,
Also the Pandits, they were very afraid of Nimai. Even though he used to capture their hearts by his affection, but also they used to be afraid of him. They were thinking, also, if Nimai can be defeated, then we'll have a little bit of a holiday also. So that time, when Sri Keshav Kashmiri came to the bank of the river Ganga, that time, as Sri Gurudev was saying, Nimai Pandit was surrounded by all his friends, all those were the coward boys who had taken birth in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with him. Therefore, Nimai was discussing many different arguments. Nimai was meant to be an expert in vyakaran, or grammar. So grammar is the first stage of education. Therefore, when Sri Keshav Kashmiri came to the bank of the Ganga, when he saw Nimai, such beauty. Nimai was more beautiful than millions and millions of moons. That when he appeared, the moon felt ashamed. How I can show my face before him? Therefore, that time was lunar eclipse. They were like a moon surrounded by millions of stars. Nimai, surrounded by all his students, was discussing the different meanings of the scriptures. When Sri Keshav Kashmiri saw that boy, then he felt afraid. But he could not understand why I feel afraid. He is just a small boy. That time, very proudly, he entered the assembly of Nimai and said, oh small boy, I heard that you are expert in logic and argument and grammar. Devanimai found it very humbling. Oh, actually, I only know a little bit, but actually my students, they can't understand my words also. But you are a great, great Pandit. Therefore, we are like your disciples, very, very humbly. So Guru Maharaj used to say how Mahaprabhu used to catch the leaders of society by very, very humble behavior. Like when Mahaprabhu went to Varanasi, and all the Mayavadi sannyasis were there, how Mahaprabhu went and sat in a place where they would wash their feet. And this way, Mahaprabhu, by his humility, he attracted them. Therefore, Nimai said, oh, you are a great devotee of Saraswati. We are just small children. We don't know much before you. Even we are not fit to be your disciples. Therefore, please be kind to us and describe some verses glorifying the Ganga. Devita Pandit was already pretty puffed up. So if you blow a balloon up more and more, then he's going to burst. In the case of Kashmiri, he began saying many, many verses like a machine gun. His verses were so high, so much eloquent language, so much alankrit means, what's that? Ornamented language, so many adverbs, this, that, everyone was just, they couldn't even understand what he was saying. And 3 hours, verse after verse, everyone was completely dumbstruck. Even most couldn't understand what he's saying. That time, the pandit finished. Then he said, Nimai said, oh, I like your verses. But one verse especially I liked. What verse was that? In Nimai?
Hare Krishna.
Nimai said, that was a very nice verse, but there were five qualities and five faults of that verse. And the Pandit said, which verse you found fault in? In Nimai repeated that verse like a machine gun. And the Pandit was astonished. How you could hear so many verses like the waves of the Ganga, and you can catch one and repeat, that's an amazing thing. And Nimai said, by the grace of the goddess of learning, one may become a great poet, but by the grace of the goddess of learning, one may become a shudita. Shudita means one who hears once and always remembers. Therefore, your poetry is very wonderful. It has five faults, five qualities. Then the Pandit said, my poetry has no faults, only good qualities. Therefore, Nimai found five faults in that. The Sanskrit I cannot remember, but in 3 lines, there was like 40, there was but one of the third line, there was not so many rhyming consonants. Therefore, that is one fault. Another fault, there is not clear of the subject, because it described how Bhavani Durga, the wife of Shiva. Therefore, this could mean that Shiva has two wives. Which wife, that is not clear. Bhavani Vata. Therefore, Bhavani is already the wife of Shiva. Therefore, it may be not clear that maybe Shiva has a second wife.
No, Bhavani has another husband.
Oh, Bhavani has another husband. So, that is also another mistake. Also, there was not a matching number of consonants in one of the lines.
Oh, also Sri Lakshmi. He has told. Sri means the Lakshmi herself. So, this is Dvirapti dosh. Double.
You have repeated the subject twice. And very complicated with this Sanskrit. Then this is five faults, then five qualities.
Are so many, but I'm only telling five.
Then the Pandit was completely astonished. He tried to answer, but he couldn't answer because the goddess of Saraswati Devi had lost his tongue. He stayed there with his head hanging out. He couldn't say anything. Then all the boys began laughing. Just like some of us make a mistake and like, this is not good. Nimai said, don't do like that. Then Nimai silenced them all. Don't do like that. Then very respectfully, he bowed at the feet of Kesav Kashmiri. Oh Maharaj, you are such a great scholar. Even the poetic works of great poets like Kalidas and Jayadev, there is some fault. But in a learned person, we do not see the tiny mistake is there. We see that your poetry has no match. Therefore, please forgive me. I am like your students. Therefore, please be kind again. You come tomorrow, and you please be kind to continue our education. Then the Pandit, he felt Guru Maharaj described. He wanted to kill himself. He got so mortified to be defeated by a small boy who only knows Vyakaran or grammar. At the same time, Nimai's behavior was so sweet and so respectful and so affectionate that he felt pacified. Like sometimes we preach to someone and we defeat them, but they never come to bhakti. There's a saying, the operation was a success, but the patient died. Nimai was not like that. The operation was a success, but the patient didn't die because he gave him so much respect and honor. Therefore, the pundit, he did not kill himself. He went back to his home, and then he was thinking, and he prayed to Saraswati Devi, "Oh Devi, how you could leave me today? I cannot understand how I have been defeated by a small boy." And chanting the mantra of Saraswati, he fell asleep. So in the night, Saraswati Devi came in his dream and said, "Pandit, you should understand that today your chanting of my mantra has become completely successful. Because who you met today, there is not any small boy. That is the complete embodiment of all knowledge. There's no Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Gyan Saroop, the original speaker of all the Vedas." In Gita, Krishna says, "Vedanta Kri, Veda Kri, Eva Chaham." "O Arjuna, I am the speaker of the Vedas. By all the Vedas, only I am to be understood. Therefore, Saraswati said, today you are chanting a mantra, your knowledge has become successful because you have darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his potency I have knowledge, how I can argue with him? I could not stand before him, therefore I disappeared from there. You should go and surrender to his feet and make your life successful." So the pandit, he woke up, that time was the sun was just rising. If we have any good dream in the early morning, just at the Brahma Muhurta, that means very auspicious thing. He woke up and ran to the house of Nimai Pandit. And when Nimai came out, he fell at the feet of Nimai. So Nimai was saying, "Oh Pandit, you are a great scholar. I am a small boy. What are you doing? You should behave yourself properly." And the Pandit was weeping, "No. You cheated me once, but you cannot cheat me again. By the grace of Saraswati Devi, I know who you are. You are none other than Sri Krishna." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just told him, "The fruit of knowledge is not mundane pride. The fruit of knowledge is bhakti." Like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed with Sri Ramananda Roy after. Then Mahaprabhu asked him many varieties of questions. Sarvidya Madhya Kolavidya Sad. Then Sri Ramananda Roy answered, "Krishna Bhakti Meena Arkona Vidya Naya." "Of all types of education, which is the topmost education?" And Sri Ramananda Roy said, "Apart from Krishna Bhakti, there is no other type of knowledge, no other type of vidya. Therefore, all knowledge must culminate in surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, that knowledge will just be a big load, like a person carrying, like a donkey carrying a big load that cannot taste anything. Therefore, we know so many scholars in this world, they're like spoons. When everyone's sitting for the shah, the spoon's giving out sweet rice. So many nice things he's giving, but the spoon cannot taste anything himself. People have so much knowledge without bhakti, that knowledge is completely useless. Brahmaji says, one who simply accumulates knowledge without that knowledge culminating in Krishna bhakti, like a person who beats empty pile of husks of rice, he cannot get any grain." Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. By the touch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he developed pure devotion to Sri Krishna. He began dancing, laughing, weeping, rolling on the ground. All his pride was completely ground to ashes. Then the pundit became ecstatic. Then Nimai said, "Don't tell anyone who I am or I'll kill you." "My pastimes will be finished here in Navadvip, because then everyone will understand, oh, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What will they do? They'll take him and put him in a box, and once a day they'll give him a piece of incense. Therefore, don't tell anyone, otherwise my childhood lila is finished." So Kesav Kashmiri, that night, he left his elephants, his horses, all his books, all his disciples, and left and became a great Vaishnava. We have heard he is the incarnation of Vishnu Swami. Vishnu Swami, one of the four sampradayas of Sri Kali Yuga, and his Mahaprabhu, on the inspiration of Mahaprabhu, he spread his bhakti. So by the grace of Mahaprabhu,
Mimbar, not Vishnu Swami. After that, Kesava Kashmiri went to Mathura and there he began to do bhajan. After that, Nimai Pandit went to East Bengal and he was doing Bhagavat Pravachan everywhere. Oh, so many disciples, like, they used to come and give wealth, money, clothes, and like in India, you see any Bhagavat Patak, they gave all these things. They used to give. In the meantime, a Vaishnav named Tapan Mishra, whose son is Bhatta Raghunath, he came to Mahaprabhu and he told, I want to know, Prabhu, that what is sadhya and sadhana? How, what is our sadhya and then what is sadhana? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nimai Pandit, oh, Harinam Sankirtan is sadhya and sadhana. What is it? In this tattva, all will come by chanting name. When chanting name, that's it, sadhana. And when you will see in name Krishna himself, in Siddhavastha you will see. So everything you will be, your desire will be fulfilled. You should return back and go to Varanasi, Kashi. And there you should chant name. Then he went to Kashi. After that, when he was coming back, oh, he heard that, oh, Lakshmi Priya Devi has
departed
from this world. And Shachimaya was very worried. After that, oh, Nimai Pandit was married to Vishnu Priya Devi. You know Vishnu Priya Devi, we will explain afterward. She was Prema Bhakti, embodiment of Prema Bhakti. And after that, oh, Nimai Pandit went to Gaya to give what? Pinda to his father. And what became? Oh, you.
Om Gyan Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya.
On the bottom, on the bottom. The black.
Switch.
It takes a while. It takes a while to come
on. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sandhvevacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadha, Shiva Sariko Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Shri Gurudev has ordered me to speak on the pastime of Nimai going to Gaya. So in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he explains that Nimai Pandit, along with some of his students, then they left Navadvip and then they went to Gaya. Nimai Pandit, he wanted to offer Pinda for his deceased father, Jagannath Mishra. So it's explained that halfway going towards Gaya, then Nimai Pandit, mysteriously, he developed a very, very high fever. And this fever, they could not find any way to cure it. Then Nimai said, I have a way. That if you get the foot water, which is bathed, the water which is bathed, the foot of a pure Brahmin, then you bring this to me, then I can be cured. So, actually, who is a pure Brahmin? That a pure Brahmin is a Vaishnava. That one who is transcendent, actually, the most material nature, who is situated in a transcendental state, that person actually, in the true sense of the word, that is a pure Brahman. So, Nimai Pandit, he took this water and miraculously he was cured. Here he's showing that one should always honor Vaishnavas. Then, As he went towards Gaya, then he came to a place called Brahmakund. There, Brahmakund, then he offered Pinda for his deceased father. And from there he went to another place. In Gaya, there are many different holy places, many different gods. And the next place he went to was a place called Chakratirtha. There in Chakratirtha, it is said that the footprints of Lord Vishnu, that they are there. So, going there, the Brahmanas, they started to explain the glories of this place, that Lord Vamandev, whose one toe has caused the Ganga to descend into this material world through the heavenly planets, into this earthly planet, that here his divine footprints are. Then Nimai, at this time he has not manifested his pastimes as a devotee. Still he's known as a logician, Nimai Pandit. But hearing the glories of Lord Vishnu, then tears started to flow from his eyes, and he started to manifest ecstatic symptoms. The Brahmanas were amazed. But amongst those Brahmanas, there was one personality. His name was Sri Ishwarapuripada. Sri Ishwarapuripada previously had been to Navadvip. And there, in Navadvip Dham, he tried to disguise his exalted personality and stature. But the devotees, by and by, they were able to understand who is Sri Ishwarapuripada. He is a great devotee, that he is disciple of Sri Madhavendrapuri. So especially Sri Advaita Acharya, he took initiation
Madhavendrapuri
from Sri Madhavendrapuri. So in this way, they are God brothers. At that time, Ishwarapuripada, he was also very much enamored and attracted by Nimai Pandit, and they would have philosophical discussions. So when Nimai Pandit, he saw Ishwarapuripada, he said, "Oh, I've come to Gaya to offer Pinda, Shraddha, for my deceased forefather." He said, "But just seeing you, seeing a pure Vaishnava, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of my forefathers, they're immediately liberated just by my having your darshan." Ishwarapuripada and Nimai, then they discussed for some time, and then Ishwarapuripada continued in his going to different holy places, and then also Nimai Pandit, he went to different places in Gaya, and at these different places he was offering Pinda or Shraddha for his deceased father. Later on that evening, Nimai Pandit, he went to his residence, and there he was cooking. Whilst he was cooking, then
a knock
came on his door. And when he opened it, lo and behold, it was Ishwarapuripada. So he welcomed Ishwarapuripada inside, sat him down, and he had practically finished. And then he offered Ishwarapuripada very, very sweet words, and then wanted to prepare the prasad to be presented to Ishwarapuripada. Ishwarapuripada said, no, that you've been traveling and now you've prepared this, this is for you. He said, "No, please you take this and then I can very quickly prepare something for myself." So he served Sri Ishwarapuripada the prasadam, and then befitting the way to welcome a sadhu. Then after Ishwarapuripada had finished, washed his hands, then Nimai Pandit, then he gave Ishwarapuripada massage. And there, he was very, very reverential towards Ishwarapuripada. Nimai Pandit, he was very much affected by meeting Ishwarapuripada in this association. The next day, he went to the birthplace, the parents' place of Ishwarapuripada. And there, I'm showing that that place where pure sadhu has appeared, that place is a holy place. There he glorified that holy place. And then he went back to Gaya, and he went to the place of Ishwarapuripada, and falling at his lotus feet, he begged him that, "Please, you accept me as your disciple, and please you bless me with mantra." Ishwarapuripada said, "Nimai, I know who you are, that you're playing your pastime, but I know you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I know that you are that same Lord Krishna, but if in your pastimes you want me to play this role, then I'm just a puppet, and you're the puppeteer." Then Ishwara Prabhupada duly initiated Nimai.
What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time Nimai Pandit told, Ei deha ami samarpilam tumare.
He said that, oh, Ishwara Prabhupada, that today I offer my body without any hesitation, without any restriction. I offer it at your lotus feet, that now I am yours. So he's showing.
Krishna Pad Padma Piyavu More. You should give nectar of Krishna.
Lotus feet. That please, you benedict me with the nectar of Krishna's lotus feet. Because you are Vaishnava.
A disciple should go like this way. Now I am not mine. O Gurudev, my body, soul, everything to you. Please accept and give me Krishna Bhakti. This way.
So, Nimai, here, he's come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come as a practical teacher. In his very life, he's come to show us how we should tread on the path of bhakti. Lord Krishna, he has given instructions. Sava dhamma prityaja, mame kam saranam vraja. Mananam bhavma bhakto. But now, Nimai Pandit, now he started to show how to do sava dhamma prityaja. And that begins with taking shelter at lotus feet of Sadguru. And he shows how to approach Sadguru, offering one's body, one's mind, one's word, and especially one's heart. And praying for what? Praying for only one thing, the nectar of Krishna's lotus feet. Praying for Krishna's praying. So, Ishwara Prabhupada then duly initiated Nimai Pandit with 10 syllable Gopal mantra. Nimai Pandit, now, no longer playing this role of a logician, Nimai Pandit, but now he is changed. Now he's manifesting his pastimes of Vaishnava. He has said, Apani Karimu Bhaktu Bhav Angikare Apani Achari Bhaktu Sika Musabare. That I will come and I will take the mood of Bhakta Bhav and Apani Achari Bhakti Sika Musabare. And by acting, by showing how a devotee will act, then I'll teach the whole world. So, Nimai was very dutifully chanting his Gopal mantra, which he has received from Ishwara Prabhupada, and showing us, he chanted with great honor, with great care. And what was the result? That the Ishtadeva of that Gopal mantra, who is none other than himself, appeared to him. Because he is now in the mood of Bhakta Bhav. He's not coming as Bhagwan, but he's taking the role of Bhakta Bhav. So instructing us that when Guru, bona fide Guru, he's giving us Diksha Mantra, that within this Diksha Mantra, then the seed of that full-blown flower of Krishna praying, that is there, but that we have to take it in the right process. Immediately, Nimai, he manifested the fruit of that. Then, now Nimai, he started to manifest divine madness there in Gaya. He was thinking that, oh, now I will have to run to Vrindavan. When Krishna appeared to him, then immediately, seeing the very beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, with his very beautiful curly hair, Shyam complexion, his eyes moving from side to side, and then Krishna left him, Nimai started to cry and cry and cry, that, oh, I've attained the Lord of my heart, but now he's left me. What will I do? He decided, oh, I will have to run to Vrindavan. I will have to go to Vrindavan. So now Nimai, he left Gaya, and he decided that he will go to Mathura. He will go to Vrindavan. But as he was going, then a voice came and said that, oh, that you want to go to Vrindavan, but still, you have your pastimes to fulfill in Navadvip Dham. That you are that same Supreme Lord. That you have manifested for what? Yuga Dhamma Prabhataimu Nam Sankirtan. You've manifested to propagate the glories of chanting the holy names. So first, you have to go to Sri Navadvip Dham. So, Nimai, then, instead of going to Mathura, then he proceeded on towards Sri Navadvip Dham. When he entered into the area of Sri Navadvip Dham, then all the Navadvipasis, it was as if that their life had come back. Because Nimai, he was the life and soul of all the Navadvipasis. All the Vaishnavas, all the residents of Navadvip. That just as when Krishna, he would leave, then it was as if the life of the Vrishvasis had left. Immediately the Navadvipasis, they came out to meet Nimai. The elder Navadvipasis, they offered their blessings to Nimai. His equals, they embraced him. And those who were junior to Nimai, they received blessings from Nimai. But now Nimai, he was not in the same mood. Previously Nimai, as Nimai Pandit, he was very haughty, kind of haughty. But now, he was quite humble, very subdued, very sober. And he went to his Antadweep, Mayapur, to his home, and there he took a very few Vaishnavas with him into a secluded place. And then he told them that I have something. Then he started to recall his pilgrimage in Gaya. And then when he remembered that he had gone to Chakratirtha, and he was remembering the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, then tears started to flow from his eyes. The holy name started to come from his mouth like a volcanic eruption. His tears were standing on end. And he was just crying and crying and crying. And the few Vaishnavas that were there, they became enveloped in this room. And also, they were crying. After some time, when Nimai's mood was subdued, then he said that I have a very important thing that I want to say to all of you. A very important thing. But you come tomorrow, and you come to the house of Shukamba Brahmachari. Then, the Vaishnavas, they left. And the next morning, they were outside of the house. They were outside of the house of Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur, he had one vine that had malati flowers. And it had a speciality that no matter how many flowers you picked, the next day it would be fully blossomed with more malati flowers. So the Vaishnavas would go there every morning and they would pick flowers to do their puja. As the Vaishnavas they met, then one Vaishnava, his name was Sriman Pandit, he went to the Vaishnava, he said, you'll never guess what happened yesterday. They said, what happened? He said, you'll never ever guess what happened yesterday. He said, what happened? He said, you won't believe it. You will never believe it in 1,000 years. They said, what happened?
Tell us, come on.
What happened?
Nimai Pandit has become a Vaishnava! All the devotees, they became so ecstatic because they loved Nimai so much. And they were always thinking that Nimai, he's such a good person, such a perfect person, that if he became a Vaishnava, what type of Vaishnava he would be. But rather, when they would see Nimai Pandit, Mukunda, Gadava Pandit, and Nimai Pandit would go to engage them in debate, that then they would just turn away and go the other way. Nimai Pandit would ask his friends, why are they doing? Oh, they have something else. No, they're showing that it's useless. It's a waste of time to engage in all these nonsense things. Stupid logic debate. Because one's life is meant for bhajan. He said, well, I'll show that one day I'll become the greatest Vaishnava. So now the devotees were seeing that now Nimai Pandit.
Thank you.
After that, Nimai Pandit, as you heard that he was changed to Vaishnava, he told his students, now I cannot teach you Vyakarana. I see every word, every thing. Oh, they indicate Krishna, Krishna. Now you shall close your books and you should begin kirtan. They told her, how kirtan? Well, they say, oh, if you have kartal, by kartal, no kartal, then by
hand.
This hand. And you should do like Hari Hare Namah Krishna Jadavaya Namah. Hari Hare Krishna.
Govinda Ram Madhuchanda Gopal Govinda Ram Madhuchanda very happy. And thus, taking these students, he began to do Nagar Sankirtan. And in this way, all over big city of Navadvip, all saw how he is doing Kirtan and dancing, and all are dancing with him. In the meantime, what became? Oh, Nityananda Prabhu met him. How he met? What is his tattva first? And how he took birth? And how he went to all holy places of India? And went to Vrindavan? And he was, one day, he heard a voice that Nimai is not here. Oh, he is in Navadvip. Now you can go and see him. So, how it became? First Nityananda Tattva, then Tarthik in holy places. Oh, Prem Prayojan will speak. First his Tattva.
Om Jnanati Marandhasa Jnanandana Silakya Chakshurumritam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tudavale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namah. So Srila Gurudev ordered me to speak in brief about Sri Nityananda Tattva and his appearance in this world and his meeting with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So as you know, Radha Krishna Aichi Sada Ekhi Sarup Lila Rasa Aswadite Dhari Dvirup. Radha and Krishna, they are one, but for the sake of enjoying, relishing loving pastimes, they have two forms. So in the same way, Sri Krishna has also manifested himself as Baldev Prabhu. Baldev Prabhu is called the Vaibha Prakash of Sri Krishna. He is not different from Sri Krishna, but he has a slightly different complexion and different mood. Krishna's mood is that he is Vishaya, the Savior, Bhagavan, the one who receives service. But Baldev Prabhu, he has the mood of Sevaka, that he always wants to serve Sri Krishna. Baldev, he has the feeling towards Sri Krishna that he is my master, he is also my friend, and also he has some parental love for Sri Krishna. This is called Sankularati. Three types of moods all mixed together towards Sri Krishna. And Baldev Prabhu, he serves in all ways. Baldev Prabhu has become the Dham, the Vrindavan Dham, transcendental Dham. And from Baldev Prabhu manifest all the various expansions, such as the Chaturvyuha, first Chaturvyuha, second Chaturvyuha, all the forms of the Narayan in Vaikuntha, all the holy dhams and so on.
Can you speak so about Haridas Thakur, how
school,
he met with
Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu?
Before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world, that's very...
Where first he was chanting
his
name being
Muhammadan, where in the village of Ekachakra,
he came to Puriyagram,
that prostitute
came, and then he made him her Vaishnav. After then he came to Vaikacharya, after that he came to Mahaprabhu. Can you explain or not?
I know the story of the prostitute, I know the story of the being in the marketplace.
Can you
speak to a very
like all these things of Haridas are
not? They gave him the name Kuvair.
Together it be
so this
I wouldn't
then how child would Kuvair was very astonishing. Because
old.
Even when he was only 4 years old, then he had vast knowledge of
right?
the Puranas, okay. of Mahabharata, Ramayana, all the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he used to enact those pastimes along with his friends. Sometimes he would tell them, oh, today we will play the pastimes of Lord Ram. Who will be Lord Ram? Oh, you play the part of Lord Ram. And he would say, I will play the part of Lakshman. Because really, he was also Lakshman before in the pastimes of Lord Ram. And in the pastime when Lakshman became unconscious in the battle for Lanka, he really became unconscious. And all the boys began to cry. Oh, now Kuvair became unconscious, what will we do? So they were weeping and the villagers came. And one old man said, what happened? He said, we were playing the pastime of Lord Ram. And now he was playing the role of Lakshman. And he became unconscious in this battle. So then that old man said, which boy is playing the role of Hanuman? Pull him here. And he came. He said, did Kuvair give you any instructions? He said, yes, now I remember. He said, when I become unconscious, you should go and you should bring the herbs from the Himalayas, Sanjeevani Bhuti, and by this I may be revived. So that boy, he played the role of Hanuman and came with the herbs, and those herbs were offered to Kuvair. And then once he opened his eyes, and Jai Shri Ram came back to life again. Everyone became so ecstatic. So in this way, as a small child, Nityananda Prabhu, he was teaching everyone how to be absorbed, always be completely absorbed in the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes some boys would play the role of Krishna and Balaram, and they would enact the coming of Akrura to Vrindavan, and how Akrura was taking away Krishna and Balaram. And Kuvair would stand on the side of the road, watching Krishna and Balaram leaving, in the mood of Raj Gopis, and weeping and weeping. All the boys became astonished. So in this way, Kuvair performed his childhood pastimes. After some time, one sannyasi came to the house of Hadai Pandit. And Hadai Pandit said, I want to serve you. You request from me anything. And he said, I want to take your son with me. Because now I'm old, but I want to go on Tirtha Yatra, and I need some assistance who can assist me. So Hadai Pandit, this request was like a thunderbolt in his heart. But then he remembered, actually, that once Vishwamitra Rishi came to the home of Dasarath Maharaj and asked him, please give me your two sons, Ram and Lakshman. So then Dasarath Maharaj said, oh yes, take my two sons. And he left with them. And he asked them, there are two ways to go through the forest here. One is long, but very safe. And the other one is short, but quite dangerous. Which way will we go? They said, no need to be in any danger unnecessarily. We'll go by the long route. And Vishwamitra Muni, he realized, this is not Ram and Lakshman. He would never be afraid of anything. This must be Bharat and Shatrughna. So he took them back to Dasarath Maharaj. He was caught. And then Dasarath Maharaj, he gave the Ram and Lakshman to Vishwamitra Rishi. And not only did he become fortunate, but when Ram returned, then he returned with the goddess of fortune herself, Sita Devi. So remembering this pastime, the Hadai Pandit thought, if I will give my son to this sadhu, then this is auspicious. Dasarath Maharaj has done it. So with a very heavy heart, with great difficulty, he knew it was the right thing to do, but he was so attached, he gave his son to that sannyasi. And then when that sannyasi left with Nityananda Prabhu, then Hadai Pandit became like a madman. So then that sannyasi, he traveled. He took him all over India, for many, many years, almost 20 years, even after the passing of that sannyasi, Nityananda continued to go on Tirtha Yatra all over India. Sometimes he went to Vrindavan, and after going around several times, again, once Mahaprabhu had appeared in this world, and he had begun his Sankirtan Leela, Nityananda Prabhu arrived again in Vrindavan. When Nityananda Prabhu came to Vrindavan, there he came to Madhuvan, and he saw all the Udipana, all the trees and grass of Vrindavan were stimulating his remembrance of Krishna's pastimes. He saw the cows and cowherd boys, and he is weeping, Kotai Kanai, oh my Kanai, oh my brother, where are you, where are you? And he would embrace them and fall unconscious, feeling so much separation. But then he heard a voice in the sky. He said, your Kanai, now it is Kali Yuga, and your Kanai is not here in Vrindavan, but he has appeared in Navadvip Dham. So you should go there. So then Nityananda Prabhu, he became inspired and he set off from Vrindavan and came to Navadvip. When he arrived in Navadvip, he thought, if my Kanai is really here in Navadvip, then I will not go to him. He will be able to find me. So he went and he stayed in the house of Nandanacharya. So during that time, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was seated among his associates. And he told them, last night, I had a very wonderful dream. In my dream, I saw a golden chariot. And on that chariot was a very large, very strong, golden person, like a wrestler, wearing blue silk cloth and wearing only one earring in his left ear. We can guess who it was. So, he said, I saw that person, and he was riding on the chariot and saying, where is the house of Nimai Pandit? Where is the house of Nimai Pandit? And he pulled up outside my house. So I came outside and said, oh, this is the house of Nimai Pandit? Who are you? And that big personality, he had a plow on his shoulder. And he jumped down and he said, oh, I am your brother and tomorrow we will meet. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, then I woke up. What is the meaning of this dream? And he told his associates, I think that some great personality has come to Navadvip Dham. So please go look here and there and try to find him. So Srivast Thakur and other associates of Mahaprabhu, they were searching everywhere. But they could not find any new arrived great personality. So they returned. And then Mahaprabhu, he smiled, he said, I know where he is. And he immediately stood up, and without saying anything, he walked directly to the house of Nandanacharya. So as he approached the house of Nandanacharya, Mahaprabhu and all the devotees, they saw a very beautiful person with very beautiful long black hair, and he was sitting in meditation, in samadhi. And from a distance, they gave pranam to him. And then Mahaprabhu approached him. So as Mahaprabhu approached him, then Nityananda Prabhu, he came out of his internal consciousness. And Nitai, his eyes fell into the eyes of Nimai for the first time. And said, oh, Kanai! Nimai said, oh, Balai! It was Krishna and Balaram meeting again for the first time, but in Gaur Lila. And in great ecstasy, they embraced each other and they fell to the ground unconscious. So they're unconscious for some time. And then Mahaprabhu, he came back into external sense and he was holding Nityananda Prabhu unconscious in his arms. When the devotees saw this, they thought, how beautiful it is. And they said to themselves, it looks just like when Lakshman was unconscious, as we described before, when Lakshman was unconscious in the arms of Lord Ram, it's reminding us of that scene. Gadadhara Pandit was beholding the beauty of Nityananda unconscious in the arms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gadadhara Pandit, his heart was melting. He said, yes, now at last, Anantadev has given up the pride of being a servant. You know that Lord Anantadev, he's the servant of Lord Narayan. And therefore, Lord Narayan always rests in the lap of Anantadev. But when the servant gives up his pride, just like actually Brajagopis, their service to Krishna is to allow Krishna to serve them. So they allow Krishna to serve them so that he will be happy. So Gadadhara Pandit was saying, Now Anantadeva has given up pride of being the Das. Why? Because instead of Narayan, he's resting in the lap of Anantadev. Now Anantadev is resting in the lap of Lord Narayan. So Viradapan is very rasic, and these feelings were going in his heart. So just then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glanced towards Srivas Thakur. And Srivas Thakur could understand the indication of Mahaprabhu. And he began to recite a verse. Mahapidam natavaravapuhu kanayo kanikaram vibratvasa kanaka kapisham vayajayantim chamalam rangrangveno adharasutaya uryangopagrinde rindaranyam supadaramanam pravisargita kirti. This verse describes the beauty of Sri Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys as they're entering into the forest in the morning time, playing upon their flutes and singing the glories of Sri Krishna as he marks the forest floor of Vrindavan with his beautiful transcendental footprints. So when Srivas Thakur uttered this verse, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they became absorbed in the ecstasy of being Krishna and Balaram playing in their Vrindavan Leela. And the devotees began to do kirtan, and all became totally immersed in Vrajarasa.
Oh, thank you. Very good. When Nityananda Prabhu was traveling with that sannyasi, he went to South India, a place Pandharpur, holy place. There he met Lakshmipati Tirtha in the Shishya Parampara of Madhvacharya. Then he saw that he was always moved of a very high class of devotee, sometimes dancing, sometimes so much doing. Then Nityananda Prabhu went to him, "Oh Prabhu, I am surrendering to you, you should give me Diksha." Then he became ready, and then Nityananda Prabhu said the mantra, that, "Oh, will you give this mantra to me?" In this way, strictly he
initiated him,
and then from him he took initiation. Oh, this Lakshmipati Tirtha was also Gurudev of Srila Madhavendra Puripad. He has taken Diksha from Lakshmipati Tirtha, but not sannyas. Friend, Madhavendra Puri wanted to take sannyas. They refused to give him sannyas, so he took a danda sannyas from any Mayavadi. But really he was Vaishnav. So, you know about Madhavendra Puripad, he is senior to Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu, though god brother, both, but he used to respect Madhavendra Puri like guru. So in this way, he came to Vrindavan and from Vrindavan to Navadvip Dham. In the same way, how Nityananda Prabhu met, gradually from all over Bengal and all over here and there, all the Parikas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to meet him in Navadvip. Now he will prakash him,
manifest him.
So Haridas Thakur, he was Mohammedan by caste, but from beginning of his childhood, he used to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. You can tell the speak about Haridas Thakur in brief. Today is drama play also. They should be ready also.
First of all, I offer my obeisances unto the Lord of Sita, my Diksha Guru. His divine grace, easy bhakti, and unto Swami Shri Prabhupada, and then unto my Siksha and Sannyas Guru, Shiva, Bhakti, and Narayan Goswami Maharaj. So, Sri Haridas Thakur, he was born in a Mohammedan family. He is actually known as Brahma Haridas because after Lord Brahma performed the pastime of stealing the cowherd boys, he had some regret. And he wanted to make sure that he actually got to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the proper mood. That time he went to Navadvip and he did tapasya and he got the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu that he would take birth as a Mohammedan and this Gauranga Leela, and he would be the Namacharya of the Holy Name. So, Haridas Thakur naturally began chanting the Holy Name from a very young age and traveling everywhere and preaching about the chanting of the Holy Name. He started to become very famous and people were appreciating him everywhere. So, in this village where he was preaching, it came to the notice of the Mohammedan administrator, Ramchandra Khan, and he became very angry, very envious.
He was a Mohammedan?
Ramchandra Khan?
Huh?
He was Hindu, but he was working for Mohammed.
Not Mohammedan.
Yes, he was a Hindu working for Mohammed. He had taken Mohammedan name at the... So he was working there, and he was very angry that why this Mohammedan has become a Hindu. Why he is chanting holy name of Krishna.
No.
Why he is preaching everywhere.
Not me. All Hindus are respecting, doing pranam.
Yes.
That is why he became jealous.
Yes, that I will have to say. Because all the Hindu people were coming to him, they were hearing his preaching, and they were offering respect to him, pranams, obeisances, and he was getting so much respect from the Hindu population, so Ramchandra Khan, he became very envious, very unhappy about this.
I am Lord, but even no one comes and pay respect to me.
Yes. Even though I am the administrator, I am the lord of this land, but no one is giving me respect, they are giving respect only to this person. Even though he is a Mohammedan, I have become Hindu. And I am a Hindu, but I am working for the Mohammedan government, but they are not giving me any proper respect. So at that time, he devised some plan that how I will corrupt the morals of this person, and then I will denigrate him in the public's eye. So he went that time to the prostitute, and there was one prostitute there, and he had spoken to her that, can you go and corrupt the morals of Haridas? She told, yes, not a problem. I will have him in my hands very quickly. So she went there to see Haridas Thakur. And at the hut where Haridas Thakur was chanting his mala, so she was seeing
in the night.
Huh?
In the night,
in the night, yes. In the night when she went there to see him.
There was no one.
Yes, there was no one there. She went in the night when nobody was there and he was alone in the dark. So there she heard him chanting and she approached him. And it started to display in different ways her gorgeous form. And trying to encourage him that you please have some relations with me. Then he told her, okay, don't worry, I will have relations with you. He never argued with her. But I have a fixed number of rounds, mantras that I have to chant. So if you just sit here quietly, listen to me while I'm chanting, when I'm finished with my chanting, oh, then I will definitely enjoy it. So like this, she waited whole night. Next morning came, still Thakur Haridas was chanting his mala. Then she told him, whole night I have waited, Haridas. Why you have not finished your mala? Why you have not finished this? And why you have not enjoyed the things? That's okay. Don't worry. You come back tonight. Then sure, certainly I will be finished. I was not able to finish everything tonight. But if you come back last night, but if you come tonight, then I will, definitely. So again, she went back to Ramchandra Khan. She said, after 2-3 days, I will have it. Just give me 2-3 days. Then again she went back that night, and she was sitting there. And he said, yes, yes, very soon I will enjoy with you, only I have to finish this flower. And again, all night, chanting, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So whole night he was chanting, whole night, and she is listening, falling asleep, she could not stay awake. Waking up in the morning, again, oh, Haridas, now it is morning, night is gone, you have not enjoyed with me yet. Okay, come again, you please come tonight, and tonight definitely I will be finished with my vows anyway. So like this, she came again, and finally, she started to chant Hare Krishna. She started to hear the sound vibration of Haridas Thakur chanting. She also began chanting. And after hearing this chanting, and hearing this chanting, and then she began chanting, and began chanting, and gradually she became completely attracted to Jesus. And then she began to repent, and she began to weep. And she begged Thakur Haridas that you please give me your mercy. I have not understood what a great Vaishnava you are, what a great devotee you are, what a great personality you are. Please forgive me for my offense. Then he told her, yes, I will forgive you everything. You give up this life and you come here and I will teach you the chanting and how you can live and how you will take care of yourself. So she went and she gave away everything, all of her possessions. She returned to Haridas Thakur in a simple white sari, simple dress. And he began to teach her the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. He taught her how to worship Tulsi Devi, how to perform the puja. And in this way, by her chanting, she began to become very popular. Everyone all over in the village started seeing that this Haridas Thakur was such a great saint, he was able to convert the prostitute to becoming a Vaishnavi. And people would come and they would give her food and they would give her things, and she was maintained by the mercy of the villagers who saw her transformation. After this, Haridas Thakur went to Shantipur and he met with Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya had great respect for Haridas Thakur because he was always chanting the holy name, glorifying the holy name. At that time, there was a big ceremony that Advaitacharya was performing. And many Brahmins came from everywhere. Advaitacharya was very, very respected because his father was previously the royal priest. So, having such respect, all the Brahmins accepted his invitation and they came there for this great festival and ceremony. And there was a Shraddha-patra. At the end of the ceremony, there was a Shraddha-patra. This patra should be given. This is a plate that should be given in honor to the most honorable guest amongst all of the Brahmins and Pandits and other persons who were there. The most honorable personality should receive the Shraddha-patra. So Advaitacharya chose to give that Shraddha-patra to Namacharya Haridas Thakur. And one Brahmin became very angry. Like, what kind of thing is this? This person is a Mohammedan, he is a low-born person. There are so many Pandits here, so many Brahmins, so many Chakravartis, so many personalities, and he has given the Shraddha-patra to this lowly Mohammedan, simply because he is chanting some mantra, and he became very angry, and this Brahmin got up and he left. But when he went away, as he was walking, he was remembering. When these Brahmins left, they started to remember this pastime of Advaitacharya when he was young. As a young boy, he would go and visit his father at the palace, where his father was the royal priest. So the king made some objection. Why your son is never offering pranam to Durga, to the demigod? Why he is always ignoring? So, when the king ordered that you cannot do like this, and his father ordered him, king is very angry. You should bow. You never bow to Durga. You must bow to Durga. When Advaita bowed down to the deity of Durga, that deity disintegrated into pieces and blew away. So the Brahmin started to remember, oh, this actually, who is Advaita? He is so great personality that simply by his bowing, the demigoddess Durga Devi disintegrated and blew away. So if he has given Shraddha-patra to Haridas Thakur, then this is not ordinary thing. Alright, we should accept and we should return. Then they all returned and they took prasadam from Haridas Thakur, remembering his pastime. After this, Thakur Haridas went to Kulivra. There he was preaching and so many people were coming and offering respects. Then they became the Mohammedan king. He became very upset. Actually, it was the Mohammedan, the clerics, the priests, the Mohammedan priests, they were the ones who were upset that why a Mohammedan is chanting Krishna's name? Why he is glorifying Sri Krishna? This is not a good thing. A Mohammedan shouldn't glorify Krishna's name. He should not act like a Hindu. So they complained and complained to the Mohammedan king. So the Muslim king said, all right, you bring him before me and I will examine him. So they brought him before, and Thakur Haridas, when he came, he was chanting and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He had no fear. They brought him to the jail. When he came in the jail, he began chanting in front of all the thieves and murderers and everyone in the jail, and all were chanting, and he began chanting with them, and everyone began chanting in the jail, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But he was fearless. He had no fear. Everyone could see he was a great personality. He had a very beautiful body with long arms to his knees and beautiful features and a brilliant effulgence. But they could understand he is always glorifying the holy name of the Lord. He is a great personality. So then Thakur Haridas was brought before the king, and the king requested him that you are a Mohammedan. You are born into Mohammedan religion. You have a great religion. You should be saying the name of Allah. You should be glorifying Allah. You should teach the teachings of Allah. Can you please give up this chanting of Hare Krishna? Just give this up and take to your religion and become a proper person again in society. But Thakur Haridas laughed and told them, I will never give up this chanting of Hare Krishna. I will always chant Hare Krishna. I will always chant this holy name. And when the Mohammedan king demanded again that you should not do this, then the clerics all told him, oh, you should give him proper punishment and you should whip him in the marketplaces. So, at that time, they demanded, the king again demanded, I will give you one more chance. You give up this chanting. And he said, no, I will not give up this chanting. All right, then you will be beaten in 22 marketplaces. And so in this way, they began to bind up Thakur Haridas and take him with a rope around his neck, pulling him from one marketplace to the next marketplace, and in each marketplace, two men with large whips began beating him and beating his body and beating him again and again, each time, beating him so many times that people were weeping in the streets. People were feeling the pain of the whipping, but Thakur Haridas simply smiled the whole time and continued to chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So severe was this beating that his skin was being removed, his flesh was being removed, his bones were showing, blood was coming. So severe, but he never cried, he never whimpered, he never said anything, he only smiled and continued to chant the holy name. Through 22 marketplaces, the men who were big, strong men with bodies like solid slabs of stone who had been feeding him and beating him were now becoming exhausted. Completely exhausted. And Haridas Thakur was totally unfazed by it. So at that time, finally, they stood before Haridas Thakur and said, if you will not die, if you do not die, then we will be killed. Our families will be killed. They will think that we have not done our job properly. But Thakur Haridas, you are not dying. How you are surviving this beating, marketplace after marketplace? And Thakur Haridas said, you want me to die? Only that? That's all you want? Well, that is no problem. So I will die. And immediately, Thakur Haridas fell down on the ground in Samadhi. Very deep, deep state of Samadhi, where he was unmovable. So then they brought his body back to the palace of the Mohammedan king. And they said, see, now he is dead. So then he said, okay, he is dead now, so then you should bury him. Then the cleric said, no, don't bury him. Because in Muslim religion, you bury somebody, then they get chance to go to heaven. They said, he should not be given chance to go to heaven. You should throw him in the river. Then he will have no place in this universe. He will not be able to go to heaven. He will not be able to go to hell. He will go nowhere. He will simply suffer for eternity. Throw him in the river. So they tried to lift him. So all of these strong guards came and they tried to lift Thakur Haridas. But because he was in such deep state of samadhi, he was very deeply embracing the Supreme Lord in ecstasy. So he became so heavy that even 10 very strong men, they could not lift his body. With great effort, they tried to lift his body, but he was heavy, heavy, heavy. So heavy, they could not lift him. Finally.
Then they finally lifted him.
Anyhow, go on.
Then,
Bhagavad Purana.
Oh, yes, Bhagavad Purana.
Then they brought his body to the river and they threw it in the Ganges. After some time floating in the Ganges, then he came conscious and he left from the Ganges River. And after leaving the Ganges River, that time he met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
What he told?
What he told? What did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
tell? You should sit down. The two
Butcher.
They went to Kaji and told that we have killed him, now he is dead. What should we do? Then Kaji told, oh, at once you should give up, take them and throw him Ganges, so he will go to hell. Don't give him samadhi. Then they did so. Then Haridas Thakur, when they thrown him, after some time, as a new, as body he was before, he became in that stage, and Hare Krishna chanting, he came out of the Ganges. Then they saw that, now he is alive. Oh, you are Jindapir. Jindapir means loud, demi goddess. And they did pranam, and when Kaji and the king heard this, they beg pardon to them, that now you are free, you are Jindapri, you can chant Hare Krishna everywhere, no ban, nothing, in this way. So Haridas Thakur, that prostitute became his disciple. She came with only one sari. Very ordinary. And he gave up all these things to Brahmins. And came. Haridas Thakur told, when you came first day, I knew your motive. If I wanted, then I would have gone from here to another place. But for you, I was here. How the glory of Harinam, you should know, and world should also know. So in 3 days you heard, and your heart become pure. Now you should hear, I'm giving tulsi plant here. You should daily do parikrama, pour water to tulsi, do pranam, and be here and chant Hari name in my cottage. Then he left, and then what became? Everyone now, she was very famous. So many high class of Vaishnav used to come to her and pay respect, or bringing so many
offerings,
sari,
fruits,
so many things, fruits, and so. See, you to take only very little bit to maintain her life for one day only. For next day, never he is. Thus,
she became a very high class of
Vaishnava.
So now, high classes of Vaishnava used to come and pay respect to him. So Haridas Thakur was so
elevated
that he made that prostitute a pure Vaishnavi. So Haridas, so many other things are to say. Now, in Shantipur came, and then Shantikrampur, he went to Navadvip with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he met, and he began to be associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and preaching Harinam. Tomorrow, Jagai Madhai Uddhar, be prepared.
Dhamma also?
Also you. Kaji Uddhar, you know? Kaji Uddhar. Mahaprabhu Sannyas, renounced order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there, after Sannyas, he was going to Vrindavan, but in the way Nityananda Prabhu directed him to Shantipur, and there all his mother and all met him. And then he went to Puri, Sarvam Uddhar Rai Ramanand Sambhav. Tomorrow. Gaur Premanande. At once.
Okay, those who are in the drama play, they should be ready right now. Begin to start. Also, please remember a couple of things. Registration. Those who are taking initiation has been recommended by any senior devotee.